Elijah and Jeff Go to Abilene by Elijah Campson
and Jeff Hinshaw.
Elijah and Jeff Go to Abilene, Part 1 by Elijah. We've only been in the car 10 minutes, and Jeff is already pissing me off. We started the sneeze game, and I am winning by 20 points already. For those of you who don't know, here are the sneeze game rules. Sneeze game. 2 to infinite players. Rules. When someone sneezes a legitimate sneeze, the first one to say bless you 10 points wins 10 points. The person with the most points at the end of the playing period wins. Easy enough, right? Wrong! Well, no, you were right. It's easy. I always beat Tara at the sneeze game during Driver's Ed. We're still in the car and the glare is getting on my nerves. Grrr!
Elijah and Jeff Go to Abilene, Part 2, by Jeff. So, car rides are pretty boring. Correction, very boring. So, what should you do when you're bored? Draw drawings of people on paint.net, of course. So Elijah started first and drew me. He was doing fine. Until I was black. I kind of messed everything up because, well, I'm not black. Anyway, then it was my turn, and I had to perfect it. So, his drawing took him 5 minutes, and as for me, 20. Yeah, it took some time, but it was worth it. Kind of. Anyways, you probably want to see these wonderful drawings, so just look below, stupid. Well, I guess you can't, since you're listening to the audio, but anyway. Oops, looks like Elijah's getting pissed. I don't know why. Maybe he doesn't like me holding his laptop. Anyway, he's now threatening to play the punch game. Gotta go.
Elijah and Jeff Go to Abilene, Part 3, by Elijah. Jeff was getting on my nerves, so we played the punch game. What is the punch game, you ask? Well, punch game. 2 players. Rules. I punch you, and you get punched. And whoever gets punched loses. As you can imagine, I've been on a winning streak for quite a while now. Oops, Jeff's mom wasn't very happy about me hitting Jeff. Now she's threatening to kick me out of the car. Please don't kick me out of the car. Now she's making me apologize. Sorry, Jeff.
Elijah and Jeff Go to Abilene, Part 4, by Jeff. It's okay, Elijah. Not really, but is it? No. Oh, he's reading this. I mean, it's okay. Anyway, the punch game is because you can't punch back. Stupid rules. I could go back and change it, but Elijah's right here. So, anyway, we're just sitting here in the car listening to rock band music. It's pretty entertaining, until you get to I'm So Sick and you hear some pissed chick talk about being sick. She screams and it hurts my ears. I get pissed too, but you don't see me writing songs about it to hurt people's hearing. Enough of that, though, stupid computers. I was spell-checking and it wanted to make it become its. But that doesn't make any sense because its is possessive and I'm pretty sure Elijah is not an it and does not have power over okay. Stupid computers. What do they know about grammar? You may see a shirt coming soon to www.officialorange.com that might accidentally read, stupid computers, what do they know? Buy it!
Jeff and Elijah Go to Abilene, Part 5, by Elijah. Right now we're listening to Danny California. It's a good song. I think we're almost to Abilene. What's in Abilene anyway? I don't know, so quit asking. For now, we'll probably write the lyrics to the first full-length album by Baby J and the Play Haters Squad. By the way, we're open for booking bars, private parties, Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. We won't charge that much. We'd really like to open for a band like Shat or even Cannibal Corpse. My mom doesn't like Cannibal Corpse. Neither does my dad. Neither does my brother. Neither does Jeff. Neither do I. Now, Tom Sawyer just came on. All I see out the windows are rolling hills and deep, luscious meadows and some rocks. Jeff's trying to catch his finger again. We have arrived at our destination. View pictures now.
Time up. Jeff and Elijah Go to Abilene, Part 6, by Jeff. We're leaving the destination. That was a fast trip, wasn't it? We arrived at the gift shop and bought some awesome I Like Ike buttons. Then we left. Well, not really. You can see some awesome pictures of our trips above. Anyhow, we were at lunch eating lunch, and I was eating my Doritos like any kid would. So I was eating them when all of a sudden one of those suckers got in my throat. Got stuck in my throat, that is. And it wasn't just stuck. It was stuck with the point of the Dorito stabbing me in the inside of my neck. They need to put warnings on their bags reading, Doritos require chewing. That would have probably helped. Anyway, besides the Doritos, we also had turkey sandwiches, which were delicious, of course. And there were also potato salad. I tried some, and on a scale of 1 to 10, it sucked. I hate potato salad. So, my advice after taking this trip would be, potato salad sucks.
Jeff and Elijah go to Abilene, Part 7, by Elijah. Well, potato salad is suck. No typo there. Anyways, I'm pretty sure I learned more today about history than I have since I began school 10 years ago. How do you get Ike from Dwight? I don't know either, but still. The best part was lunch, because we got to eat. Did you know that our 43rd president was George Bush? Me neither. How about our first president? George Washington. I just learned that. If you ever want to learn about presidents, Abilene. Yes, but I think the best part of our trip was the car ride there and back. My water is warm and it's pretty gross. Do you want warm water? Then come and get it. So, stupid thing, the sun. You may remember my rant about the sun a while back. Anyways, on the way to Abilene, we were going west, which means the sun was on the back of our necks the whole time through the back windshield. It's now 3:14 and the sun is in the west now. We're going east. Same problem. It got real old real fast. We could cover the back windshield, but then we'd wreck the car. I think it'd be worth it, though. My neck hurts.
Jeff and Elijah Go to Abilene, Part 8, by Jeff. Oh my god, my neck burns like the freaking sun. Anyway, we're currently listening to Epic. They don't fool me. I know what they're advertising. Man, I'm really hungry for some ice cream. Hold on. We don't have any ice cream with us. I can't believe it. Well, I always have this water, which isn't very good. Oh well. My leg itches like no one's business. Those stupid mosquitoes bit me like no tomorrow yesterday when we were playing bocce ball. You might have no freaking clue what bocce ball is, so Elijah will explain since he explains all the games. In the meantime, I'm gonna itch these bites until it's my turn again. Bon voyage!
Jeff and Elijah Go to Abilene, Part 9, by Elijah. We played bocce ball at Jeff's house last night. Fun game. Unless you cheat! I don't know anyone who cheats, though. Jeff cheats. He's tall and stronger, so he can throw it further. Cheat! Someday, he'll learn a lesson, though, when he gets home and finds a brick through his window, and it'll have a note. Cheat again, your cat's dead. That'll teach him. Bocce ball, 2 to 4 players. Rules. You throw one small white ball. Then players take turns throwing larger, heavier balls towards the small ball. Closest person gets points. First to 16 wins. Simple enough, right? I think so, too. It's a pretty fun game when you play fair. Not so much when you don't play fair, though.
Jeff cheats.
Yes, Jeff cheats.
Jeff and Elijah Go to Abilene, Part 10, The Final Chapter, by Jeff. Fun game, bocce ball. Eliza's just jealous that he didn't win. We're currently listening to Reptilia. Liam would be happy since he loves this song. Elijah just hit me, I didn't like it. Like I said, he's just jealous, stupid Elijah. Oh, he's reading what I'm writing, and he looks pissed. Now he's threatening to break my Zoom. He dropped it once on a water bottle. There appears to be no damage done. Yet. I think Elijah has ADD because he has now randomly stopped and has started to play with his shoe. Now Ballroom Blitz is playing. Gas is expensive. $4.44 for diesel. Holy f***. Do you think gas prices will eventually go down? I don't think they will. I hate politics. Oh no. Elijah has now stopped messing with the shoe. Outside is playing. Elijah has a gun. No, Elijah. It wasn't me. No. Help. Please. Someone help me. He has a gun. He has a gun.